All right, lads, welcome back to my podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here, how are you? Thanks for coming back and liking and subscribing and sharing and all that stuff. I greatly appreciate it and all the support that you've been giving me as this train, you know, kind of comes to the end of the track soon enough. We get. So I do want to thank you for coming back and supporting. I do appreciate it. And you can check out the podcast anyway onto YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you want to get them, anywhere you get your podcast. So I do appreciate the support and the love. I do appreciate the love and the support. Happy Thanksgiving. This is the week of Thanksgiving. Right? You got all your stuff together, your turkey, your stuff that normally... I mean, this is really to the Americans. The rest of the people in the world don't give a shit about Thanksgiving. Although Ireland did last year do a thing, someone said they do Black Friday deals now, which is fucking bananas to me. I don't know why you would do Black Friday deals, because it's like a day after Thanksgiving, and then all of a sudden Ireland does it too. I don't get the like we don't celebrate Thanksgiving, because I mean basically our country was there when we got there, right? We didn't have to come in and, you know, borrow it off another bunch of people. We just showed up and said, hey, this is country's already here, right? We did go, you know, when you go to the beach and you just see a nice big patch of sand that nobody's there, and you go and you put your blanket down and you go, this is my spot now. This is my spot for the day. I'm putting my blanket down. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the beach here from this location. And then you sometimes see people that will come up and they'll kind of take your blanket, take your spot. They'll move in to the point where they'll put their blanket too close to yours, and then you have to move up or out of there to a smaller blanket. And that's basically what America did. So, I mean, the British did, I guess, right? So happy Thanksgiving that day. So that's why we don't celebrate that in Ireland. So just looking for the history of why other countries don't celebrate Thanksgiving, because most of the countries had their country was there when they got there already. They didn't have to kind of borrow it or recycle it from somebody else. So happy Thanksgiving to anybody who does celebrate it, to all my American family and friends and brethren fans and everybody. I hope you have I hope it's a great day for you. You know, they say now that Thanksgiving is getting less and less, like less and less people are coming over because of the fights, the political fight. I mean, what are you going to fight about this year? There's a lot to fight about, right? There's a lot to fight about this year. You can argue that the vaccine now is a big one for you to fight over this year. Kyle Rittenhouse, did I say his name right? Housen? I don't know if his name is right. The guy who, he's a white supremacist. Oh, he's not a white supremacist. Yes, he is. No, he's not. I didn't follow the story. Well, I didn't care. I don't give a shit. I've no dog in the fight. No opinion whatsoever. So good, you know. You're going to fight about that. But I was watching a thing the other day actually about, you know, Thanksgiving and stuff, about how people are less and less, because they can track your phone now. So that more and more people are on their phones more. So there's less engagement and they're eating the turkey and the food really quickly so they can run into the other room and log on to Facebook and talk about how great their turkey was. Contradiction there, I think. But hey, fuck it. When in Rome, as they say. You know, it's dumb. It's really dumb that you fucking wolf. It's the whole social media thing. You know, and it's... I don't know, you know I'm off it. For those of you who follow me, you know I'm off it. You know what? My numbers have dropped on the podcast because I guess I don't promote the show anymore. But I don't care. I don't give a shit. I'm happier for it. I don't care about looking at the stuff that most of you post. Most of it's garbage. Some of it's there. I do watch it in the shadows. I'm fine with it. But it's mainly garbage. Like this episode. I'm just kind of ranting with no way to go whatsoever. Yeah, so Thanksgiving is here, and I spend Thanksgiving alone every year, as I kind of have for the last God knows how many years here in America. My family go somewhere to be with their family, and based on whatever reason, I don't go. So this year I will be home alone again for Thanksgiving, and I'm gonna just enjoy myself. I'm just gonna enjoy. Usually every year I have a wankathon, meaning that I wank and see how many times I can get it going in that day. Try to break a record. My record is, which I won't say anything, 13 in one day. Unnecessary, bit sore, very dehydrated, no fluids. It just wasn't necessary at all to do it that many times. It really wasn't. You know, so I'll stay home. I'll stay home alone, and I'll probably do a bit of that. Any porn suggestions, send them on to my way. You know my address. Just email me. Email me any porn suggestions of what, you know, because I'm bored. Like, I'm bored of porn and I'm bored of music, so I look for suggestions. You know what I mean? Like, I'm bored of, like I'm bored of music now. I can't really find any music to listen to enjoy. And my friend Corey, who, by the way, is probably Corey, I don't want to say second name just yet. My good buddy Corey, we might be doing a podcast together, because I think the Almost Irish one, I hope it's not over. We haven't had the official discussion about if it's over or not, but I hope it's not. But myself and Corey might be doing one on mental health. Now, I know you're thinking, you definitely am not in a position to do a podcast on mental health. And I'm not, probably. I'm probably not the right person that you want to do that with. But we're going to try it anyway. It's going to be kind of a semi-serious one. Educational. And it's mental health towards kind of men. So for men to, you know, look out for, to see what's going on in the world of men. And for women to kind of maybe, you know, fucking check in there. So we're going to chat. We're going to meet this week and see what we can do. But what was the point of my fucking thing? What was I talking about? Jesus fucking Christ. You hate when that happens. Mental health, being alone, podcast. I don't fucking know. It's gone. It's gone. It's left me. But anyway, that's what I'll be doing this week. With you know, talk about mental health with Corey, and I'll let you guys know when. Oh yeah, email me suggestion. That's what it was. Thank you for those of you yelling at your radios or yelling at your screens. Thank you. Yeah, so like, so Corey sent me this link of some music, and it's country. Now, I gave country. I remember one time I went to see Garth Brooks in Ireland, right? Like, he did four shows in Lansdowne Road at Croke Park, and I went to see Garth Brooks, and it was fucking great. Such a great show. And I just think, like, I don't think any other music, country western, could do that, you know, have that effect on me. So I remember when I seen Garth Brooks, I was dating this girl. I think I was 16 at the time, I don't know. And I came out and I was seeing this girl for like a minute, and I got so caught up in the whole emotion of it all that I called her from a payphone. I'll tell you how long ago this was. I called her from a payphone and said, like, oh, you know, I told her I loved her or something. And I was like, I broke up with her a week later. I was like, oh, you fucking idiot, you're gonna pay for that one. So every time I hear Garth Brooks, I think of that poor girl. Sorry if you're watching this, which you probably are not. Sorry, but anyway, so he gave me country music, and he gave me a list of people, and I started listening to it. I put one name in Pandora, and as you know, Pandora, get you like that, then you like this. If you like this, then you like that, and so on and so forth. And you know, so I put on some country music, and I was like, are fucking women ever happy in country? Like, they're always fucking miserable when it comes to country music. Like, they really are fucking miserable people. Nothing's good enough for them. Nothing's good enough for them. And they're also spiteful. And, like, there's no dignity, right? There's no, when you break up with a guy, you just break up with him. Like, you don't have to go fucking talk about all the things you did to his truck afterwards. Can you not just walk away from the relationship? Country girls. You know? Like, and you hear it sometimes in hip-hop too. And another thing too is, like, you act like, and this is why you're psychopaths, country women, is because you break up with a man, he did you wrong, right? He done you wrong. And what do you do is you act immediately like Beyonce said, all your shit and your boxing stuff to the left, and there'll be another guy here in a minute. And you act like you don't give a shit when you do. And then you harness that and you hold on to that pain and you keep it locked up. And then you, and then you break down later and the next guy pays for it. So don't act like you just broke up with this guy and now you act like you don't give a shit 25 minutes later when you do. You clearly do give a shit. And it's like, but you're never fucking happy. You're never, ever happy. I heard one song literally about a girl who has broke up with her guy because he spends too much time on his truck, right? He spends too much time, not in his truck, on his, like, he probably works with that truck. That's his fucking life. He uses it to drive to work. He probably works in it. He puts the fucking wood in the back of it, his tools, and he fucking has to go to work every day. And what are you doing? Sitting at home on your fucking blonde arse in your cowboy boots with your fucking hat on, writing fucking terrible songs. They're never happy. They're never fucking happy in country music. Women are just never, like, guys will write that the odd depressing song, but it's always like, fuck it. Like, every song a guy writes is just called fuck it. There's no bitterness. There's no bitterness in a guy country song. It's always like fucking, you know what I mean? I came home the other day and you were sucking his dick, so I left. That was it. That's the song. That's the song. I came home the other day and you were getting Eiffel Towered by this guy and his brother. And he just, that's the song. He goes, so I went to the bar and that's the end of it. That's all the song is. He doesn't give a shit. You walked in and you're getting fucking double teamed. And that's the song. He got, I just whistled from a dog and we jumped in the truck and we left. And that's it. That's a guy singing a breakup song in country music. But fucking women are like, and I fucking took a bat and I smashed his fucking car in and I went down to fucking, I called up his mother and I told his mother what a piece of shit her son is. And then I fucking, I fucking falsely accused him of fucking just beating me. So the cops came over and fucking questioned him and now he's in the system. And they're fucking proud of it. They're fucking proud of it. And that's, it's the weirdest fucking genre of music. Like, now you get your songs. Yeah, you get your songs about a pickup truck and getting drunk and meeting your friends and fucking, you know, ain't going down till the sun comes up and fucking rodeo and fucking, you know, all this shit. Way too many songs about pickup trucks. So way too many songs about pickup trucks. But whatever. You know, and they write this, you write your songs and you move on. But in general, a lot of it is depressing shit, isn't it? Like, it's really fucking miserable. And especially the women, just get over it. These are no songs called Get Over It. That's it. It's all like I said. It's all just women complaining about getting even just because he broke up. Just because, hey, maybe a guy just, like, the relationship ran its course. You were together like a year and 10 months, right? A year and a half maybe. And the relationship just went stale. Like, yeah, you know what? The connection isn't there anymore. I think it's about time we go. What does she do? Key is fucking shit. I'm going to key your shit. I'm going to burn it in the back of the truck. If I see you with another girl. And they immediately are petty about the new girl he's with too. That's the other thing too. Could be a normal nice girl who just met a guy at a diner. Right? He's like, hey, how you doing? Oh, not too bad. Can I have the cream? Oh, yeah, me too. And I don't like cream in my coffee. Either do I. Oh, isn't that hilarious? Let's go on a date together. All right. And all of a sudden, what do you want to do? I don't know. Maybe we'll go on a date. We'll play some pool at a bar. Get to know you. At least it's crowded. I feel safe. All right. So you're there in the bar, and all of a sudden, you're getting to know this person. Oh, you got two brothers? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I have two sisters. And that, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, my dog is... Really? Okay, what kind of movies do you like? Oh, I love Jim Carrey. He is fucking funny. I love The Matrix. It's a great movie. You know, there's a new one coming out, right? Don't you? And all of a sudden, who the fuck is this whore? Who is this? With a cheap perfume. Oh my God, and her ratty blonde hair. Look at those fucking boots. That's what country women are like. That's what they sing. Like, get over it. Just because he's with a new girl doesn't mean that other girl is a trash piece of shit. You're just, and that's what goes on in the real world. Get the fuck over it. Move on. Move on, ladies. Don't go after him. Country songs, they go after him all the fucking time. they commit all these felonies and we're supposed to go, ah, that's what women do. They're adorable. Oh, you better not mess with her. They're adorable. Men are just, I caught her riding five guys all at once. She cleaned out my bank account, but that's okay. I'm going to go get drunk and get a new girl. That's it. And we're done. We're done with the shows. We're done with the songs, I mean. And you move on. But yeah, so thanks, Corey, for putting me on the country music. That I appreciated that. Appreciated that. That was nice. Also, my son did this week, he did his first, he did time. He did his first run in detention. He had detention for the first time, so he got sentenced to, he got sentenced to 2 hours of detention. Now, which fucks me up. So now he's not taking a bus home. Now I got to go there and pick him up. Now I got to go there and fucking ruin my day, cancel the shit, not go to the gym because I got to fucking go pick this future felony up. What did he do? What did he do? He went and he said to me, I poked someone with a pencil. I go, you stabbed them. Let's be honest. You stabbed someone with a pencil. You don't poke someone. You don't poke somebody with anything and get it in detention. You stab somebody. No. You stabbed them. Like, if I poked someone with a knife, like, I'm not going to go to the court. Right? I'm going to be lined up there by the judge. Your Honor, I poked them with the knife. You stabbed them, you fucking lunatic. You stabbed them. Right? So, of course, I gave him, trying to make a joke about it, which didn't go over well in the Thomas household. I'm like, you walk up there and you find the biggest kid in detention and you fucking knock him out. Didn't go over well. Apparently, they don't like that. So he told this story at detention, saying my dad said I should walk up to the biggest kid in detention. And then, of course, the phone calls came in. Did you tell your son? And I go, it's very hard to explain a relationship. Like, is there any dads out there right now that have a fucked up relationship with their son? Not in a bad way, not in a touchy way, or not in a, like, cats in the cradle type of way, but you just have a dark sense of humor with your son. That's me and my kid, right? He knows when I'm joking too, except this one fucking time. He knows when you're joking, right? And you just have this dark sense of humor. You know what I mean? Like, you'll be talking to, I'll be talking to his mother about the day we adopted him, pretending I don't hear him, but then he walks into the room and we're like, yeah, so we gotta fill the renew those adoption papers for, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? Just stuff like that. You know, so we'll do that. And he's got, like, he gets that dark sense of humor, but this one he took so fucking literal. So he does his time, goes to the rock, or detention, which is just basically sitting around, and I got a phone call. And it's very hard, like I said, to just relay a joke and expect other people. That's why I always, when I send fucking crazy text messages to people, I always worry about what would happen if I had to go to court and explain this. And the guy's reading, I may have talked about this before, and the guy's reading out your text messages. And you can't go, well, Your Honor, what I said there, what I meant by stick a poker up your ass was I was talking to my friend because it goes better with the racist joke I told him. No, I'm not racist. I'm saying the joke was racist. No, you're missing. Do you know what I mean? So when you read, like, that's what it would be like if I ever had to go to court based on text messages I've sent. So it came back that the school were kind of okay with it. They realized, like, well, you know what, Mr. Thomas, those type of jokes don't fly in the school. They're not appropriate. Could you please not tell your son these jokes? Or if you do tell them, make sure he doesn't come in and repeat them. So, yeah, that was it. And also this week I found out, I'm hoping he's not listening to this episode, but I also found out this week that he no longer believes in Santa. That was a tough one. That was a tough one. And a good one, right? Because the tough part was, like, you miss that magic, don't you? You miss the magic. Christmas is around the corner and you used to like to go to, there's Santa, look, he'll be, right? Now, granted, my son is 17 and he should have figured it out a while ago. I'm kidding. He's not 17. But yeah, he that was a sad one because, you know, the elf on the shelf thing, you do all that and he goes back to Santa and you know, and the bit of innocence is gone. But the good thing about it is now when you get him all these fucking gifts, you can go, right, you're being an asshole. You're not getting that now. It used to be Santa's watching. Santa might come in and do take this from you, whatever, if you don't want Santa to see you. Now it's like you're being an asshole, you're not getting your computer for Christmas. You're not getting it. You're a fucking asshole. You know, you can have that argument with him. So that's a sad one. It's a sad day, but also an exciting day too. That, you know, you don't have long enough to pay that. So, yeah, that was kind of all that happened to me this week. That's all that I wanted to rant about. I had no plan. I just sat down here like a nut job and just decided to go ahead and do it. But anyway, no shows to promote except, December 10-11, comic strip for shows. Come on out. Come on out. Laugh your arse off. I'm excited. Lots of new material. A lot of recordings. Eyebrows. And I'll tell you about that later, even though I kind of mentioned it last week. But some things have changed slightly, but we'll talk about it another day. Very vague. I'm very sorry. Very sorry. If you've listened this long to the podcast, I'm sorry. There's not a big climatic ending. So I'm going to go eat some chocolate now. And have a happy Thanksgiving to you all. I hope you enjoy it. You know, pray for the Indians, Native Americans, whatever you want to call them. They're okay with being called Indians, by the way. It's just white people. We're not okay with calling them what they want to be called by. So we just decided to speak for them and said, they don't like that. They go, yes, we do. No, they don't. You don't like that. No, we do. We really like to be called Indians. No, you're Native Americans. So we're going to white people that shit. Anyway, enjoy your turkey, your stuffing, your potatoes, your dessert, all of that stuff. Enjoy the fights with your family. I'm looking forward to hearing all about them. And wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. All right, good luck to you.